Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my pleasure. I kind of stumbled over there. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you. No, I haven't been drinking. I'm only on my second, maybe third cup of coffee. But anyway, we have with us today Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading, and we're going to cut to the chase and get right to the race. How's that? We're going to get cut to the chase, get right to the race with Melody of Discount Gold and Silver. Melody, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Those 2 weeks have gone by very quickly.
I sent you an email this morning. When I didn't get it back, I thought, uh-oh, she's been a busy morning. Well, there has been a lot of things going on. A lot of it's just a bunch of noise and rhetoric in the political arena. But what's going on in the in the aisles of economy, it's crazy, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is, and the markets are just on pace waiting to see what's happening today. I've been hectic today. I hadn't had a chance to see what the Bank of Japan was going to do. You had two central banks reporting today, the Bank of Japan and also our own Federal Reserve. And, of course, Bank of Japan is pulling out everything they have, trying to stimulate their, economy, trying to have a weaker currency to help their trade, and it hasn't worked. And, of course, the U.S. has the stronger dollar. Our trade is being killed, they're trying to raise rates. So, I don't think they're going to raise rates today, but certainly the markets have been on hold. I hadn't had a chance to read what Japan's announcement was. I'll try to find that while we're on break. But must have been, it was good for gold. Gold is up $10. So
wow. just today,
and silver's up 50 cents, this morning. So whatever it was good for gold. And so we'll see what the Federal Reserve, what they say might cancel out the gain in gold. But, the fundamentals for gold and silver are still there, and we certainly have a lot of problems. I think, maybe some of our problems, they just don't seem as bad. I mean, they certainly put enough stimulus into the market in order to create the illusion that all is well. But when you get to the numbers that we have, I just don't think anybody really understands what $1 trillion is.
I know,
much
I don't.
Much less $20 trillion or $100 trillion with all our unaccounted, unfunded liabilities. So I don't think anyone, these numbers are just thrown around. I can remember when $1 million was a lot of money.
I go back to when my mom and dad were doing their dreaming, and their dream home was to own a $40,000 house.
Yes.
That was a nice house back in the day. I don't think they ever really got there. But, that was something I remember hearing them talk about, a $40,000 home. And yes. Now that would be nothing.
No. And it's been glossed over as supply and demand, economies are great, the world is growing, but again, it's mainly a function of a weakening currency. It's a function of inflation affecting the numbers. And so, again, that hasn't changed, and the illusion was created, and, people are happy to have the jobs that they have. They're working, keeping their head above water the best they can. But
people are hurting. People are hurting.
Yes, they are. And, they can't get ahead. There's no getting ahead. There's no savings. How many reports do we talk about on my program? The American people, maybe if they have $400 for an emergency, or maybe they have $1,000 in case there's an emergency. But you look at health care. Mm-hmm. That's been slammed upon us. Our premiums are continuing to rise. Just not by little bits. you know, not a half a percent this year and a half or 1% next year. We're talking 10, 15, 20. And there's some states that are saying that Obamacare is going to cost people, what, 30% more next year.
That was what I had heard, 30%. And,
yeah.
And that it has already gone up so terribly much. I know ours went up with my husband's work. We have insurance you know, it's I've talked to people in the medical field, and insurance is the problem. You know, that is not health care. That is
no, it isn't.
That's just kind of a gamble. Well, you know, the gamble is fixed, and they've got the dice loaded on against you, and it's not about health care. You're not allowed to have any say over your own personal health care anymore. And that's what's really, and it was, you know, it's doing exactly what it was designed to do.
Exactly.
Everybody thinks it's imploding, but it's not. It's doing exactly what it was designed to do. It's going to come down to one provider, and that provider is going to be DC and national health care, and it's going to be a nightmare, just like it is right now.
And you know what? When the average family is paying over $18,000 a year for their health care, they will welcome health care from the government if their premiums go down. I was in the insurance business. I spent many years before the banking business. I spent 15 years in the insurance business. And I was there when they first created the HMOs. And I thought to myself, you know, that's just not right. You know, when insurance companies can dictate what you can and can't do.
Who you go to.
And it was wrong then. Mm-hmm. You know, so many years ago, 40 years ago, it was wrong then. Then they created the PPOs, and it's like, it's not right. And I did everything in my power to stay out of that system, out of the HMO and the PPO. The insurance companies, you know, I was paying huge premiums just for a catastrophic policy. And finally, once the Obamacare came along, they says, we're just not going to honor that policy anymore. And, you know, hey, kid, you're on your own.
Well, I was in the healthcare business. I worked for a medical clinic in Jefferson City, Missouri, when the HMOs and the PPOs hit. And it was so confusing particularly to the patients, particularly our older patients, and the state workers. You know, that all got, I think I've told that story enough that my listeners have it memorized, but the governor of that day, who signed that away for all the state workers, he comes sauntering in there to have his blood work done. He happened to see one of the doctors where I was. Well, he just signed that away. He couldn't come in there and get it done. Well, of course, they gave him a reprieve for that one time. They let him get away with it because he was governor of the state. But that just goes to show you that these elected officials, they haven't got a clue what they're doing to everybody.
No. Yeah, you know, when it came, I didn't know you were that old, Beth.
I am that old.
I didn't think you were.
Hey, I just became a great grandmother. I am that old.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
But when the HMOs came out, it was just like, no, I don't want someone telling me what doctor I can go to, who I can see, when I can see them. That is just wrong. You know, don't tell me when I'm paying my premiums and I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And that's what I knew it was, you know, it's, and here we are today.
And you know, going back to that, and it's going to be the same in everything. We're just going to use the healthcare here for a few more seconds and minutes to emphasize this, but it's all about control. Because when the HMOs and the PPOs came in, you had to have a gatekeeper. You had to go to the doctor that was signed up with that particular insurance company. And that doctor would tell you whether you could see a specialist or not. And then you had to see the specialist that was also on the contract with that particular insurance company. Same thing with your lab work. Same thing with your pharmaceutical work. But not only that, your doctor had to get permission before he did a procedure on you. Say you were somebody that had a recurring issue, chronic thing, like bladder infections. We'll just throw that out there, like urinary tract infections. He couldn't jump ahead. He had to start at ground one. He couldn't jump ahead knowing that this is how your body reacts or how it behaves, you know. So he had to do everything. So they controlled. Somebody in a desk somewhere, states away, controlled, and we're running into this break. 877-895-5410. We're not going to talk about healthcare. We're going to talk about the economy. And Melody and Beth Ann will be right back. sweet it is. JLS Research, makers of the all-natural and effective No BO deodorant, offers CSC Talk Radio listeners a common-sense alternative to deodorants containing aluminum and other harmful chemicals. No BO is a unique deodorant, fully guaranteed to contain only natural ingredients. It doesn't treat the symptom called body odor. It treats the cause of the condition, underarm bacteria. We all must use deodorant, so why not choose the most effective deodorant while steering clear of all those containing harmful chemicals? Only a small amount of No BO is required to be effective, so you can finally enjoy the sweet smell of success. No BO deodorant offers a full guarantee to eliminate body odor or your money back. The sweet smell of success is No BO. Order now, no-bo.com, or just give JLS Research a call at 334-343-2001. No-bo.com. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cedarstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 6501.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Melody Cedarstrom. I talked so long going into that break that I did not give her information. You can visit her website by going to dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. The office number where she is 1-800-375-4188. I'm going to repeat that. I get in trouble. My listeners tell me I go too fast. 1-800-375-4188. But she is here right now, and you can talk to her at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Well, we were talking about the calamity and the atrocity of what's happening with health care, and it's been going down a long time. And if you remember, those HPOs, those HMOs, and those PPOs, they were Hillary's idea. So we just throw that out there because that was her way of fixing things, and it kind of caused chaos. And everybody thought, yeah, my premium, it's only X amount. You know, I only have this copay of $10, you know. it went crazy. But things are crazy everywhere, so.
Weren't those HMOs prior to her? I mean,
no, that was when she was, when Bill Clinton was president.
Well, yeah, she was trying to get through her own program, but the first HMO was back in the 80s. Well, you know, maybe the early '80s, first one.
That may be so. I didn't. When they
They slid them in very quietly, slowly. You know, it wasn't, hey, this is what you've got. It was, hey, we have this other program for you, and you know, you can get a little bit lower premium, and you know, that's how they, you know, sucked people in on it, and so.
But that
was
kind of in the late '80s, early '90s, whenever I worked for that medical clinic when that hit, and everybody had an HMO and a PPO, and it affected everything.
Yeah, but I in the very early development, and you know what, healthcare. I mean, I don't want to get into healthcare either, but it is a huge part of a person's life anymore. When an average family pays $18,000 a year, I can't even imagine paying those types of premiums for healthcare.
That's before you even go to the doctor.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
That's just for
paying
down
your deductible.
That's just for putting down the money, saying, "I hope I don't get sick."
So, I mean, it is a big part of the economy, and it is a big part of what is part of the problem. And you were right when you said it's all about control. It's all about conditioning. And this is a long time coming, and it's just not the health care. It's everything. It's look at our auto insurance. Look at our – I mean, it's just everything. And a lot of that is due to the inflation of our dollar because it has lost so much value. And it's just not a good economy numbers that have allowed supply and demand to push these numbers to the level that they are. It's called inflation, folks. It's called your dollar losing its value, and it takes more of those dollars to purchase these items. And it's not going to become much better.
No. And we call it inflation because depression is such a bad word.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the one thing that we don't see today during the Depression, you saw long food lines. You saw soup lines. You saw the shabby clothing and the shoes with the holes and so forth. Today, you go to the grocery store, you have a little credit card in your hand, and, you know, the stigma, the idea that we're having a deflation in food lines and so forth is covered up.
Well,
by people being able to go to the grocery store and purchase things, and you know, certainly look at our the allowances for clothing, and you know, clothes are so cheap, you know, with all the sales and so forth, and being made in China and Vietnam, you know, our clothing are much cheaper. That you don't see the as many holes in those soles of the shoes and so forth.
Well, and you know, too. I was going to say that you mentioned people having money back for the emergency fund, you know, like whether it's $400, but what they do is they pull out the credit card, and that's what they rely on. And, you know, when that hits, the car breaks down or something else happens, the furnace goes out or whatever the case may be, the water heater, you know, they don't last forever. And those things, when those happen and they are not prepared for them, they pull out that credit card and they go farther in debt. And I know that because I have lived that. And, you know, when I was raising all my kiddos, it was just, you know, it was all we could do to, even back then, and thought we were doing okay, but even back then, to keep shoes without the holes in the soles on their feet. And, you know, I passed shoes down. The boys were just, you know, little stair steps, and I passed them down, particularly the tennis shoe, well, any shoe if it made it through the child. And I had somebody talked to me when I went to get one of them, a new pair of shoes, is what the other one, well, he's going to wear these. Oh, you're not supposed to put those on. I go, you know what? It's the last time I'm coming in here. So you want to charge that much for your shoes, then you're going to have to share. So, but it's something that the American people have gotten in a habit of doing, and they are hurting across this nation. Many of them don't have jobs, or they're not making enough, or and, you know, a lot of times it's because we're not willing to adjust our lifestyles. And we have to do that as well. So.
But it's all because our dollar is buying less. Yes, I mean, trust me, you know, I've had some shoes I've worn a very long time, you know. And
I still have. You know, somebody said, are those new? No, I've had these about 20 years.
Yeah. I mean, that was what was great about this country. You could always better yourself. You know, you could always increase your employment. You could always, you know, grow in your job. You could always get, you know, apply your education to the jobs and better yourself and get a bigger income and move yourself up the ladder. I don't think that ladder is as easily accessible anymore. And I'm not sure if we lost a desire, but certainly we know a lot of the manufacturing and not just manufacturing jobs overall, service jobs and so forth have moved overseas and so forth. And the world is changing, and the world has changed.
Well, when we talk about the shoes, the shoes you can buy fairly cheap shoes. You know, once in a while you can get at least women's. You can buy fairly cheap
mm-hmm.
shoes.
Mm-hmm.
They don't last very long. But remember in the day when you could go get a shoe resold. Or you could
yes.
get the tips, you know, the heels put back on, the little rubber tip put back on your heels. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's hard. Now, I have one just up the block here. We have somebody who works on shoes. But that is rare these days. You don't find them. And they don't even admit. They say, well, why would you bother putting a new sole on this shoe? It's not worth it.
It's not worth it.
No, it's not worth it. You know, I'm going to pay as much for a sole as I would to go out and get another cheap pair of shoes made somewhere else. And that's where we're at, and it has to do with our trade issues. It has to do with the deflation of our dollar. It's just not worth anything. And then the American ingenuity. I think the American spirit has been dampened because of what has gone on with the trade.
Because so many people are now just trying to get by.
Mm.
We have become a disposable society. Everything is just so easily replaced. And it was meant to be that way. It was designed that way. Keeps those multinational corporations in business. It keeps the wealth. And I have no problem with people being wealthy and, you know, being billionaires and trillionaires. I have no problem with that. But in today's world, more it's what they do with it, and they certainly don't do good. You know, they've done more to destroy this country than, along with Washington and Wall Street. And so it's going to be every man for himself.
Well, definitely.
People have to understand.
Those in leadership positions, whether they're elected or appointed, and they're running on greed. And we see that in the American people, unfortunately, you know, where we've kind of lost some of that morality and integrity. And that affects the American people's morale, so to speak, because you just don't know who you can trust anymore. Look what just happened, and maybe you know more about it than I do. I just kind of saw where 5,300 Wells Fargo employees were fired over 2 million phony accounts. Why did they create 2 million phony accounts? I mean, what are they thinking?
Well, it allowed the bank unwarranted fees. It earned the phony accounts earned the bank unwarranted fees. It allowed the Wells Fargo employees to boost their sales figures and make more money. And that's a lot of people, 5,300, that's involved in a scam. Right under the noses of, people that were supposed to manage these companies.
And you wonder how many more banks might be involved in this or something similar to it.
Or how many more than 5,300.
Right.
And the people that were in head, Carrie Tolstedt, who ran the unit that created the unauthorized accounts, she retired in July. Isn't that convenient? And with an estimated $125 million in stock options.
Oh, my gosh. We're going into a break. I want to talk about this just a little bit. Just a little bit. Because I kind of didn't understand everything that was going down with that. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. I'm visiting today with our good sponsor, Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. And you can visit her website by going to dgscoins.com or give her a call in her office at 1-800-375-4188 or right here, right now at 877-895-5410. And Melody and Beth Ann will be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm going to waste the time just a little bit because I wanted Melody to kind of explain to me exactly what was going on with Wells Fargo. I knew some of what had taken place, but the bigger picture of it, you know, I always quote my third grade teacher who used to walk around. He used to walk around the classroom, and he would recite this little phrase, "What fools are we who cannot see the forest for the trees?" And I was kind of feeling like I was in that place here with the Wells Fargo story, so I kind of wanted you to enlighten me a little bit, and you've helped a great deal. Let's finish that up and go on.
Well, the funny thing about it is they really don't go into detail. Mainly they just say, you know, you had unauthorized bank and credit card accounts opened without the customers knowing it since 2011. You know, they've earned, you know, millions of dollars on these accounts without the customer's permission. You know, so therefore, not only did Wells Fargo earn more money, but, you know, the employees who did this, they made more money also. It's, you know, and they fired 5,300 employees, but they've been doing it over the last few years. So, I mean, this just isn't, you know, something that today all of a sudden they found out, gee, you know, they're doing this and you're gone. They've known this for a while. I mean, and these employees even went as far as to create phony PIN numbers, make fake email addresses to enroll these customers in online banking services. So, again, folks, this online banking, you know, be careful out there. And again, the problem with this is no one takes any accountability for it. Here you had the manager of the department, and she walks away in July, resigns or retires with $124 million in stock options. And when this John Stump, the CEO, was grilled yesterday, I guess I didn't get him to watch much of the of his having to answer questions. I heard that Elizabeth Warren, whether you like her or not, at least she took him to the, you know, to the outhouse and, you know, really raked him over the coals. But the thing of it is, you know, he makes $20 million a year. And instead of just, you know, hey, that's a little bit of embezzlement or something. I mean, these people, 5,300 people, and the person in charge should be held accountable. There should be some sort of charges against these people.
Yes, they need to do more than just lose their jobs. You know, with as much as was involved with perpetrating this scam, you wonder if some of those employees weren't hired just to do that job, just to make up these fake PIN numbers and the accounts. Were they hired just to do that? And because that would be a full-time job, just keeping up with that.
But 5,300 people is a lot.
It's a lot of people that just lost jobs. That added to the unemployment.
Not only just lost jobs, but were able to do the scam since 2011. I mean, that's a long time. 5 years they've been running this scam. And what, no one knew? You know, it was covered up that well. There's so much money being made that, you know, you don't even recognize it.
And that used to be a name that you trusted was Wells Fargo.
Yep. But, you know, Wells Fargo also just went into an agreement with Fannie and Freddie. So maybe they're hurting a little bit more than, you know, than what we realize. But they just went into an agreement not too long ago. I don't know, 6 months to a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
So they're offering home mortgages for, like, with people with credit scores 650 and with 3% down. And then once they do the mortgage and it's closed, then Fannie or Freddie, I can't remember which one or both, are buying the mortgages then from Wells Fargo. So it's the same darn thing that they did before. So, again, it looks like Wells Fargo really is not, you're right, the company it once was.
Well, we could see that.
But welcome to the world where corruption is accepted. Corruption and fraud is, you know, no big deal anymore. Hey, if he can do it, I can do it. He doesn't go to jail, so, you know, I'll try it.
Well, you know, I think, you know, the irony of Elizabeth Warren going after him, and yet she ignores the Clinton cash corruption.
Yeah, exactly.
And, which is
very true.
Yeah, I mean, they just, you know, they go after this, but they ignore that as if that doesn't even exist. And so there's kind of some irony there. Not good irony either. You know, it just seems like the American people are always, we're always the victims of this greed and corruption that goes on and is allowed to go on. And, you know, they'll make a lot of noise. They've made a lot of noise over the Hillary thing. I'm kind of tired of the noise. I want to see somebody do something.
Yep.
And, you know, I love it when Trey Gowdy gets on his high horse and goes at him, but I don't see anything happening. I want to see him take him by the ear and haul him off to jail. That's what I want to see.
I want to see some people answer
for this.
All they're doing is scolding them like a little child and then sending them off to their room, you know, with no penalties, no anything. So, you know, it's, and nobody pays attention or really listens.
Because
they should all be kicked
so
out of office.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
it's gone on so long that we're almost, I was thinking about this last night as I was watching some of the news. You know, they talk about the violence in these video games that the kids play and how it desensitizes them to violence and death. Well, all we hear is corruption and greed and embezzlement and taking advantage, and we're almost desensitized to it, where we laugh about these lying politicians, and we expect, well, yeah, they're corrupt, but they're a politician. They're supposed to be. No. They're not supposed to be. And it's like we're being the ones desensitized to the crime that's being perpetrated against the American people and against this nation. And it, you know, just kind of, to me last night, just kind of paralleled with what they've been complaining with these violent games with the kids. And what is it that we're dealing with as adults? You know, we're kind of desensitized
to all that. It's all part of the conditioning, I believe, whether intentional or, you know, by accident. And it's just, you know, evolution of you know, the growth in which the growth was not, this country was in control. You know, I believe it was conditioning intentionally. I do believe there was a plan for this country. And, you know, I do believe that it is to, you know, to lower our standards of living. I believe it is to...
My late boss used to say they have to bring us down to the third world standards to make
Absolutely.
It equal, because they can't come up to where we were. So they have to bring us down. And I think it's being divulged through some of the things that Obama is saying now and has been all along. But it's getting more and more obvious with what he's saying now. And Clinton, they're following. They don't want, you know, and Trump said this, I think earlier this week, that he's not running for president of the, or king of the world. He's running to be president of the United States. And they're trying to make us, that's why they want no borders. They want no rules, no laws. Everybody is whatever. Can travel anywhere they want and go whatever they want. You can't do that in other countries. But they're wanting to do that to the United States of America and make it so global. They want everything to be global, and it goes back down to that one world order. And
exactly.
We got to fight that tooth and toenail. We've just got to fight it all the way.
And you know what? This country was the only country that stood in their way. And when you go back and you see the changes and, you know, economically and the various, you know, how they've destroyed the, you know, our Christian values, they've removed them out of our lives.
They have to.
Mm-hmm. They have to. But you can all see, if you go back and look at when and how everything was done, it was all conditioning. And,
they took God out of
school. Win? Pardon?
I said they took God out of school, and then they started taking him out of everything else. And now, if you believe in a God and you believe in the values that are taught in our Bibles, you know, then you're the bigot. We're going into a break. We come back. You know what? Let's talk about gold and silver. We come back from this break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Training. She is a great sponsor and friend of CSC Talk Radio. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. And Melody and Beth Ann will be right back. Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their legal team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
DJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Returned, you're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Anna visiting today with Melody Cederstrom. We've been talking all over the place about what some of the different things that are going on and how they affect us and our lives, and are just kind of telltale signs of things that have really deteriorated in this nation. And you know, we can make a difference, Melody. I want to talk about gold and silver, but I want to throw this out. We can make a difference.
Yes, we can.
The people boycotted Target. It wasn't an organized boycott, but they boycotted Target, and it made a difference. And I just, during the break, I saw a tweet that said, I don't care what Target does, they'll never get another dime from me. The purse speaks.
Yes.
And when we start using our purse, you know, that's what Congress is supposed to be. The House is supposed to control the purse of the government, and they are just totally out of control. They think that means I can spend instead of guard. And the purse does talk, and that's where the American people are going to have to speak. But we have to take care of our own purses first. And I know that you said that gold had really taken a jump, and that's great. We want to see that. We want to see what's going on. But let's talk a little bit about gold and silver right now and what's happening.
Well, we're coming off a month of, it was fairly quiet in August. If you go to the U.S. Mint, you know, there weren't very many silver eagles sold along with gold eagles. But this but this month has certainly turned around. Right now, the U.S. Mint is showing the same amount of silver and gold eagles sold as of last month, and we still have 10 days to go in this month. So it was a good showing, and I think as we go into after the election, maybe even after the debate on Monday, I think you're going to start seeing markets begin to react to the election and who the markets believe will be elected. So I don't think we're going to have this tight trading range that we've seen both in the paper and in the physical metals. I think we're going to begin to see the markets react to what is going on. There's, you know, there's just huge developments overseas, and really, you don't. When was the last time you actually heard a news report on mainstream media other than the presidential election? They don't report in anything. Maybe, you know, what happened in New York with the ISIS bombs and so forth, they'll report that. But other than that, everything is really quiet. They don't talk about anything else. And I think other things will become more important after the election. So I think we're going to have still a great year for gold. I still predict 1,500 gold by the end of the year. That was my initial prediction back in January of this year. And I think you're going to see much higher silver prices, too. Are we going to see 2,000 like I hear some predictions? I don't think we're going to see that. We could. I mean, I think we are living in a time where we're going to wake up one day and the whole world is going to be changed. Mm. And
you
we're going to...
I've had some people predicting that, and it's supposed to happen here pretty soon. So, you know,
there are a lot of things happening. There's a lot of things happening to the money market accounts. New rules are going into effect in October. I think it's the 14th, where you could see money being pulled out of that. They're talking about $300 billion plus, but there's still a lot of money in the, you know. So whether that creates some sort of a panic or something, you know, we really don't know until that time gets here. You have the Chinese currency that's going to be trading in the basket of currencies, the SDRs with the IMF. I don't think that's going to have much of an impact. It might have some, but I don't think it's going to have, it might have a little knee-jerk reaction, but I think we're going to have to see that play out a little bit more. There's just too much control with the IMF, and we all know who rules the IMF in the United States. So unless the Federal Reserve and the government, Washington, wants the dollar to crash, which they do because they need more inflation. But trust me, folks, it's controlled, too. But the only thing that's holding the world together truly is confidence.
And that's slipping away. It's slipping away in lots of countries, not just here. I mean, there's lots of countries that are experiencing this, and their currencies are also fiat and have no backing, and not all of them, but the majority of them, I think. And it's just, you know, you're the land of pretending. I wrote an article about that. It was totally about something else, not just our money, but the land of pretending that we live in, where we just think we're free and we think things are taken care of, and they're not. They're being controlled and manipulated. There's a big difference between controlled, manipulated, and being taken care of. We have a caller has a question for you about the Wells Fargo. We have Larry from Missouri. Larry, real quickly.
Yeah, I got a quick question. I think Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, they're just just a big blame for this deal is Wells Fargo. They should have seen signs of Wells Fargo making a lot of money. How many other banks is doing the same way that Freddie Mac is buying them loans from? They got indicators of how things going. I just wonder how many other banks that they're doing the same thing.
Melody.
Oh, I agree. I mean, I'm not a fan of Fannie and Freddie. I mean, I think they're just as corrupt as everyone else. And, you know, the only reason they got bailed out, too. So, no, and I agree. I think that's this is a huge sign of what's going on within our banking system.
They didn't do nothing to Fannie and Freddie, I mean, to Wells Fargo, because I think they, they had their hands in the pocket of it, too.
Yep, absolutely.
We appreciate the call, Larry. Thank you. Yeah, we don't know how many are involved. We're down to about a minute and a half here. Do you have something you want to offer? You just want people to give you a call and see what they need?
I do have some 1921 Morgan silver dollars that we're going to sell those at the same price as our 1 ounce American silver eagles. So here you're getting something a little older. These are 1921s that usually perform very well. And to get them at the same price of a silver eagle, it's an incredible value. We do have a limited amount, but the price on those are $22.50. And you're actually saving 75 cents a coin. Now, that doesn't seem like a lot, but when you're looking at a silver coin, that's a significant amount, 75 cents a...
If you get a large number, it's quite a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, $22.50 for 1921 Morgan silver dollars, circulated VG plus, beautiful coins. So make sure you give us a call at 1-800-375-4188.
And if I'm going to repeat that, 1-800-375-4188 is the number to call. In the office of Discount Gold and Silver Trading, you can visit their website by going to DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Melody, as always, it's been a privilege to have you with
me
today. Thank you. It's always a pleasure. We're on the same plane most of the time here, and we're trying our best, folks, to fight the establishments of what's going on. They're manipulating. We just got to be aware, you know, see that forest and the trees. Thank you, Melody, so much for all
that you
do for CSC Talk Radio. Give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. The best way to help CSC Talk Radio is to use our sponsors. 1-800-375-4188. You've been listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be back tomorrow. I've kind of got a surprise for you tomorrow. We may differ. We may take a detour from politics for a while. I've got a little surprise tomorrow. We're going to offer a book, and I think you're going to be pleased with it. It'll be fun. We'll make it fun. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We appreciate you so very much, and it's going to take every single one of us to bring America home.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSC Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Get Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.